Chapter 12, My Trip to Jasper, Monday, July 25th, 1998. This day was the first time I traveled out of the city of Vancouver. The departure was at 4:30 local time, and the arrival was at 1700 local time in Jasper. I woke up at 8 o'clock and had breakfast with Lydia, who gave me all the instructions I needed. Right after that, I packed and left her place at 1 o'clock. In order to get to the train station, I had to take a bus and the SkyTrain. On my way to the city, I made sure I had not forgotten anything. I had packed a pair of shorts, 3 pairs of very warm socks, 2 t-shirts, some books, some traveler's checks, and some salmon sandwiches Lydia had prepared for me. I arrived at downtown approximately 2:30 p.m. With no rush at all, I took the SkyTrain. I had 2 more hours to get to the train station. I got off on Broadway Metro Station, where the train station is, and went straight to the ticket office to check in and make sure everything was in order. It was 3 o'clock then, so I had plenty of time to spare. I paid attention to the announcements of some departures, which were interesting because they were in English and French. All of a sudden, I became nervous because I was afraid of not being able to understand what they were saying to me. However, I remembered that all I had to do was to pay attention and try to find my seat number. I took a look at some stores, and then I went to the ticket office to get my boarding pass. The employee at the office was very kind with me, perhaps because I was a foreigner, or she could see I was nervous. I noticed that tourists receive special treatment. My train was announced approximately at 4:20 p.m. Since I had the car and seat number with me, I went straight to get on board. I felt my heart pounding very fast. I was very excited. I had no idea where I was going, but this was the long-awaited departure. There were many people with different destinations. The final stop was in Edmonton, a city in the province of Alberta. Finally, I found my seat. It was a window seat, so I was going to be able to enjoy the landscape. The train departed. The view was breathtaking. During the first hours of my trip, I could not stop looking out. I wanted to store all these images in my mind, remote lakes and forests that were only accessible by train. We even went through the tunnel. With a view like this one, traveling by train was quite a delight. This kind of environment invited people to meditate, especially because they had lots of time to do it. I took some pictures with a small pocket camera that broke down days later. I had a better camera, but Lydia advised not to take it with me in case it got lost. I regretted not having it with me. All I could do was to store everything in my mind. However, I hoped to be back there again and take pictures of all those beautiful places. I stayed awake until midnight or later. I was tired and the seat was very uncomfortable. Starting the day on a train. Tuesday, July 26, 1988. I dozed off until 2 o'clock in the morning, so I did not sleep for long. The moonlight woke me up. It was a full moon that colored the lakes with unique dark tones. I was enjoying the trip indeed, but it was very cold. I did not think of the weather when I packed, so all I had with me was a towel that I put around my shoulders. I tried to take a nap. The train stopped, and even though it was early in the morning, many people got on board. The person who sat down next to me was going to Edmonton, the final stop of the train. It is a city farther than Jasper in northern Alberta. We conversed for a while. Given that I still had a long way to go, I tried to sleep for a few hours, maybe until 4 o'clock. I could see the sun break in the sky. Days were much longer in Canada. It was 6 o'clock, as quick as a wink. I was still sleepy. Later, I decided to stand up and walk along the train cars to have a better look at the landscape. There was a very safe area between the train cars, enabling the passengers to move along the train. It had a window so people could get some fresh air and a good view of the area. The tallest mountain in Canada. What an awesome summit. Covered with snow, the beautiful Mount Robson is the highest in the Canadian Rockies, towering 12,972 feet. Unfortunately, I did not have my camera with me, so I was content myself with the superb scenery. After some minutes of amazement, I had the sandwiches Lydia prepared the day before. They were delicious. I had been traveling for many hours, and even though there was a restaurant on the train, I did not want to take the risk of spending money, which probably I was going to need later in my trip. Arriving at Jasper. We arrived at Jasper at 8 o'clock in the morning. Jasper's local time is an hour ahead of Vancouver's, so I had to change the time on my watch. I had arrived at my destination. I walked around the area to get familiar with the small town. It was so small, smaller than Vancouver for sure, that I could tour the entire town on foot. The train station was the bus terminal too. I was shocked for the first time when I asked where I could take the local bus. There was no public transit. I could either take a taxi or a shuttle bus to travel. I had no idea where the hostel was. When I asked, they told me it was not in the town, but far from it. I took some time finding out the rates some hotels had. It went from $29 Canadian to $300 Canadian per night. I found them quite expensive. The rate in the hostel was $14 Canadian. Definitely, it was much more sensible to try to get there. I passed by a travel agency where they had information about hotels and local tours. I was getting concerned about the money situation. I had only $150 Canadian, that is 300,000 Mexican, and after paying the hostel and some tours, I was not going to have much left. As I walked, I tried to figure out what I could do. I went back to the terminal and called a taxi. I asked the taxi driver how much they charged to the hostel. It was $8 Canadian, 16,000 Mexican. I did not think it twice. I took it, and in 15 minutes, we were on the top of a mountain where there was a big cabin. We conversed all the way there, and he told me it was a beautiful day, but also added that the weather was unpredictable on the mountains. I thank God for all the good things that were happening to me. There was always someone who gave me a hand. Once there, I walked to the front door and read a sign saying that it was closed for 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At first, I thought I had paid the taxi for nothing. It was just 11 a.m., so I had to wait for a long time. I talked to two Germans about my plans to stay in the hostel, but they said they were not sure if I could find something there and suggested I should be back by 4 or sometime earlier. They added that it was usually full and that most of the beds were taken. However, someone could check out that day. In that moment, a bus arrived and many people took it. I sat down on the bench and tried to enjoy the place. After all, I was on the mountain. The car's roar died away. Then complete silence. The air was very fresh and pleasant. I was on Whistler Mountain. The name means to whistle. A sound you could perceive there indeed. There were many squirrels near me. After resting for a little while, I decided to go back to the town, but this time on foot. I remember that the taxi took the main avenue and then turned at a sign reading Whistler Mountain, so it was not difficult to get there. Later on, I read on some maps that the hostel was 7 kilometers away from the town. I saw no one on the road, so I had lots of time to meditate. It took me an hour to get there. Through streets I was familiar with, I walked to a tourist information center, opened by then, to obtain some brochures and information about the area. Then I went to a small park to look through them. There were many people sunbathing. They were wearing a bathing suit as if they were on the beach. I do not think they have many sunny days during the year, and that is why they make the most of the warm weather. Once I finished taking a look at the brochures, I went to the store to cash my first traveler's check and buy some postcards. Soon I found a mailbox and sent 2 of them. I started heading back to the hostel at 3 o'clock. I knew it was going to take me an hour to get there. It was not an easy walk this time because I had to go uphill. I got more tired than I expected. When I arrived at the hostel, I was very hot and my feet were sore. But I was at the door of the hostel, exactly what I wanted. My only concern then was to find a place to sleep. There was a line of people checking in at the reception. I did not know what exactly I was going to say. I was nervous. When my turn came, I told them I was Mexican and I was traveling around. I asked if I could stay there. They said I could, but they did not have any available beds, so I would have to sleep on the floor. I did not mind sleeping like that at all. What I wanted was to have a place where I could rest and take a shower, since the whole trip had been very tiresome for me. The fee included a pillow and a blanket. Also, I was given a visitor's badge. They told me that every time I stayed in the hostel, I was going to get a visitor's stamp. If I collected a certain amount of them, I could become a member for free. The hostel was a 2-story cabin. The reception, lobby, and kitchen were on the upper level. The rooms for men and women were on the lower level. When I went into the room, I received unexpectedly a sleeping pad, which was comfortable enough to sleep on. In the other side of the room, there were some bunk beds, all of them taken already. I left my things there and went upstairs to the reception. I wanted to know if I could get a safe box for my passport and money. They told me I could leave them with them at the reception. So I did. And then I went to the dining room to have some food I had bought in the town. They had a microwave oven, a big refrigerator, and some kitchen utensils. I could enjoy the view of the mountain through the large windows of the dining room. I talked about that with 2 women, one from Ontario and the other from Scotland. Most of the people who stay in hostels are not Canadians, but foreigners, and it was very easy to make friends. The Sky Tram or Cable Car in Jasper. It was 7 o'clock, and still we had lots of light. The hostel closed at 9, so I had enough time, 2 hours, to go up the mountain and check out the cable car I had heard of. The air was very nice and fresh. After a 5 or 10 minute walk, I arrived at the cable car station, the SkyTram. I inquired how long it took to travel both ways and decided to go on it. The fare was $7 Canadian, that is 14,000 Mexican. It was the first time I got on a cable car, so it was an unforgettable experience, especially because I traveled up there in the mountains at 2,265 feet height, if I am not mistaken. I could see the mountains around the area covered with snow. The air at the height was so pure. I did not stay long out of the cabin because the wind was very cold and strong. However, I could perceive a whistling sound indeed. I kept observing the view for several minutes, and then I went back to the terminal where there was a restaurant and a gift store. During all the trip, a tourist guide told us the name of the most famous mountains as well as the location of the most important lakes. We could see some of them. The lakes had an emerald green tone, which, according to the guide, was caused as a result of the dust produced by the corrosion of the rock located at the bottom. Also, he said that the temperature of the water was very low, even in the summer, when it was at 0 degrees. From there, I could see Mount Robson, the highest mountain in the area. I could see the town of Jasper. It was amazing to notice how small and lonely it looked. The closest town to Jasper was 200 kilometers away from there. I started heading back to the hostel approximately at 8:40 p.m. I arrived at 9 o'clock, and at the time, the hostel was packed with people. I went to the common room where I could chat with some people. Then I read for a little while. They turned the lights off at 10 o'clock. Apparently, this was the only rule they had so people could sleep and not be disturbed. Once my bed was ready, I tried to sleep.